Jake McCandless became the superintendent of the Pittsfield, Massachusetts public schools in 2013. As the city of around 43,000 puts together its budget for fiscal year 2020, McCandless is asking Pittsfield leaders to spend more on its school department. In 2019, the city spent more than $60 million on public education. Now, McCandless has floated a pair of proposed increases. He spoke with WAMC about why he's asking for more and why that number has changed.
Well, as always, when we're doing budget preparation, you know, taking care of our students, safety needs, curricular needs, and tying those two together, their achievement needs, really drive everything that we request in any budget. And this year, we feel particularly as though the additional Chapter 70 monies, which is the means by which the Commonwealth of Massachusetts funds towns so that they may fund their schools, with an increase, a sizable increase in Chapter 70 funding to Pittsfield, we feel like this year we're really able to go well beyond simply keeping what we're trying to keep and actually move forward into some proactive areas for our students that need it most.
So with that being said, I know the numbers have changed on exactly how much you want for the budget this year. Where did they start, and why are they where they are now?
The budget started. So, you know, first of all, it's important to understand the with the budget process in Massachusetts, the governor puts out his vision or her vision of the budget early. And per the governor's vision of the budget, we were seeing an increase of close to $4 million. It was $3.7 million in Chapter 70 funding increase. So we built a budget that was in the neighborhood of $3.4 million in increase, leaving some of that governor's, you know, envisioned budget for the city, knowing that we would be increasing our health insurance premiums, for instance, by bringing on some new employees. Where we are as of April 10th is, you know, we moved from a $3.4 million increase in our request to the city to closer to a $2.9 million increase in our request to the city, which still allows us a massive amount of flexibility to bring in the type of positions that we wanted to bring in order to help students with disabilities, in order to really best serve our students that are learning English as they are learning a full slate of subject matters, and to help our economically disadvantaged students.
There's been conversation recently in the city council about spending money on some of these city's more challenged public schools, including Crosby Elementary, the Conte Community School, and schools like that have been experiencing some degradation. Does the budget address any of those concerns?
The budget addresses those. In Pittsfield, we have a relationship with the city whereby the city owns and maintains our school buildings. The school department, in some ways, are tenants of the school buildings, and so there is always sizable money through the city's budget that goes toward the maintenance and upkeep and safety needs of those buildings. This year, we're seeing that increase a little bit, seeing some money come off of the capital side, which is bonded, and put into the annual budget side, which makes it more flexible to spend and means that as taxpayers in the city, we're not paying for 25 or 30 years for things that are maintenance that are going to have to be replaced before a lengthy lifetime of use. We also, within this budget, have a $500,000 line item for safety and security upgrades, which can be, include building upgrades. So, you know, I happen to share as superintendent the same concerns that the mayor has for our three community schools, Crosby, Morningside, and Conte. So this budget does reflect that. It reflects a good amount of money going into specialized services at those buildings and continuing that tradition, which Pittsfield has held dear for a long time.
Do you foresee much of a battle over this year's budget?
Well, we know that the mayor and the city council have among the most complex jobs in the city of Pittsfield and in the Berkshires. You know, of course, from my perspective, we see the schools as being the absolute foundational spending that any community can do, but particularly in a community that's changing with the rapid rate that Pittsfield is changing, you know, demographically, and as we're trying to build a new vision for Pittsfield and our economy and how we can best serve the people that call this place home. We understand that the city council is also budgeting and balancing public safety in terms of fire department and police department protection. They are balancing the needs of all of us to have clean water and you know, waste management systems that work for the residents here. We know that they're concerned with roads and with sidewalks and with public parks. So we really, Our reduction of our budget from a $3.4 million to a $2.9 million, even as we're anticipating closer to $4 million from the Commonwealth for the purpose of education, we completely get that we exist in a system that has, you know, all parts of the system have to work together to make the budget work. Our priority is children. But we also know that our children and families depend on these safety services. They depend on roads and sidewalks to be able to get to school. They depend on parks being safe and operative and lit and good for recreational use. So do we anticipate a battle? No. Do we anticipate, as always, from our dedicated group of elected officials at the city level and from the school committee level, do we expect hard questions and good feedback? Absolutely.
Also before the city council was a proposal from Councilor John Kroll to re-examine looking at the consolidation of the city's two public high schools onto the campus of the new Taconic facility. I'm interested in your take on that as the superintendent of schools. How realistic is that plan?
Sure. I mean, it's a plan that, you know, it's in education, and I suppose in most of public life, you know, everything new is not really new. It's a recycled vision from years before. The city of Pittsfield weighed in pretty heavily before I worked here that was not the vision that they had for the way to educate their 9 through 12 residents, our high school students. Having said that, you know, our enrollment drops, as do most of our colleagues here in Berkshire County. We drop by a few students every year. We anticipate, you know, that we're going to see another sizable drop when you look at our enrollments over the next decade. You know, to me, it's really premature to say that is the priority. We have an excellent school building needs commission here at work in Pittsfield. Their next meeting is April 29th. You know, we really look to that school building needs commission to help inform our vision for what we do next. You know, we also have to look at what is the city's tolerance and ability to take on more debt as we're paying for the new Taconic High School, continuing to pay for schools that were renovated in the 80s and 90s, looking at water and sewage system upgrades. So, you know, there's a lot of things to balance, but certainly that vision of educating all students on one campus, it is a vision that the voters and the people in Pittsfield spoke to over a decade ago. However, our administration doesn't really look past any vision. We think we have to be entertaining several visions at one time in order to best serve the city and the changing needs of the city, the changing wants of the city. So that's an idea whose time may come, but it's certainly not here this instant.